You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Julie Kane, in for Hanat Bhava. Many of us are understandably consumed by the news at the national level, but the last election also came with major changes at the local level, especially for the region's ongoing housing crisis. On the local ballots last November, a lot of Bay Area cities pushed for new laws to protect tenants against the rising tide of expensive rent and displacement. Some cities adopted rent control and fair eviction ordinances for the first time. Others saw similar measures defeated. But tenant protection rules are only as strong as their enforcement. That's why courthouses are often the front lines in the battle between property rights and housing rights. KALW's housing reporter Liza Veal takes us there.
So if you're a tenant and you don't have an attorney and you're here for mediation, feel free to check in with us.
48 households are up for eviction at the Hayward Courthouse this week. All heard today, Wednesday. This court is where renters from all of Alameda County come with their hopes of beating an eviction. The hallway is packed and tense with hours of anticipation. Lawyers haggle with each other. Defendants look through worn folders of paper. Tenant Vanessa Bulness stands elegantly in black, cooling herself with a painted fan. She's from the South.
Oh, yeah. North Carolina. Greensboro, North Carolina.
But she's lived in Oakland for 30 years. Her laugh is gone when she gets into her story. She and her husband were homeowners for 20 years until the foreclosure crisis.
And that's a whole other story. I don't even want to get into that.
And for the last 4 years, they've rented a house that Bulness operated her childcare business out of. But long story short, she discovered there was lead in the soil where the kids played. So she lost her childcare license.
The agency refused to renew my contract to provide childcare services, which meant I lost my income. So, of course, if I don't have income, what? I can't pay my rent, and the next thing is eviction. So here we are today in eviction court.
Bulness hopes she can get the judge to give her some leeway by arguing that the property owner should have cleaned up the lead instead of ignoring her for almost 3 years. A lot of evictions are like this, not black and white. Both parties breached the lease in some way. Bulness says her property manager was in charge of 1,800 other units. It's a corporation that Bulness feels
is out of touch with communities. You know, they see us as dollar signs, I feel like. And so when situations like this arise, we're at their mercy.
Tenants like Bulness can feel helpless, but in Oakland and some other cities, there are protections in place for renters. For example, rules about what constitutes just cause for eviction. Plenty of tenants don't know the rules and just leave when they get the notice to evict. Bulness is fighting it in court, though, because she's got legal aid, an attorney working not pro bono, but low bono, as they call it. Lots of places are boosting their legal aid funding as displacement gets worse. San Francisco, for example, doubled its eviction defense budget last year. So today, there are a handful of these low bono lawyers here at the courthouse helping tenants navigate the law, working case after case all day. Tenants' rights advocates might say it's God's work, but not everyone would agree.
You could come in here today and say, hey, I didn't pay my rent because a dinosaur, you know, came through and destroyed the property. And somebody would help you in here to stall that out, make it so you didn't have to pay the landlord.
Jonathan Fleming is actually not an owner, but he's here on their behalf. He's a property manager for 200 units, all mom-and-pop landlords, a lot of local Oaklanders like him, he says. And he thinks some tenants exploit the court system to dodge lawful evictions. You know, find any little thing you can use against your landlord in court.
I call it the world of blackmail, pretty much, where it's just like, you know, you have a lot of people that come at you and they say, well, look, the tenant said that he saw something in the unit, so therefore he felt like he shouldn't have to pay his rent for the last 6 months.
Like the windows leak or the fridge light is out. He says that's what the lawyers are here for, to find,
you know, slick loopholes to help out people who, you know, sometimes don't need that help.
Fleming says if his landlords don't get their rent when they need it, they go to foreclosure.
You know, owning real estate investment property is not a welfare business.
And Fleming says if you're a landlord that treats it like it is, if you put other people's needs over your own profit, your business will fail. He says that over the years as a property manager, he's lost 3 or 4 buildings this way. On the other hand, when I ask how many total evictions he's done, he says too many to count. Down the hall from Fleming, I meet legal aid attorney Joe Colangelo.
So I've got 20 cases, and I've actually got 2 motions on in the courtroom that I have to be in for before I can kind of come out and be around.
He's slammed, but when he gets a second, I ask him about what Fleming was saying. Colangelo says, yes, he doesn't enjoy going up against mom-and-pop landlords.
And I've had landlords cry, you know, and just plead with me, literally beg with me, and tell me, you know, I got a mortgage to pay, and, you know, they took it over from their parent who passed away, and they're just trying to keep it afloat, and, you know, they don't want to lose it.
But still, there's no contest in his mind when it comes to the stakes. He says landlords are entitled to fight for their businesses, and poor people are entitled to fight for their homes in their cities.
The consequences is for them is not, the numbers not adding up for the month in terms of what they'd got from their properties. It's where are they going to go after this? Ultimately, like, I'm dealing with someone who is telling me they have no place to go, and if they're forced to move in 2 weeks or a month, then they're going to be homeless.
Mom and pop landlords, like the ones Jonathan Fleming works for, they're out there. But the reality is, the majority of owners that Colangelo faces are corporations. Investment companies bought up huge swaths of low-rent housing in the East Bay after the foreclosure crisis, and they tend to evict more than mom and pops. Colangelo says even with increased help from lawyers like him, corporate real estate is winning the fight against poor people in the Bay Area.
The problem is big and it's growing. We are turning people away that need help, and it's only because we're limited by the resources we have.
Colangelo works for the Eviction Defense Center in Oakland. Their clients are all low income, and they're 85 or 90% Black and Latino. His clients, like all people in the area who aren't rich, often leave their city after an eviction because if you can barely afford the spot you locked down 10 years ago or even 1 year ago, you definitely can't afford the prices on the market right now. Colangelo believes that without organizations like his,
it would be a stampede of people of color leaving, and we're all that stands in the way. People just don't know their rights. I wouldn't even know my rights if I hadn't been doing this type of work.
Eviction's not a new phenomenon, but now that the Bay Area real estate market is so hot, it's happening a lot more in some neighborhoods. In cities with rent control, owners aren't allowed to hike rents much on current tenants. But if they get a vacancy, they can charge the next person as much as they'll pay. So there's a big cash reward if you can find a way to evict.
Every property manager is looking at their properties and thinking, everything around me is going up. You know, the place next to me was renting for $1,000, now it's renting for $2,000, and I'm stuck with, you know, this tenant who's kind of locked in at a lower deal. And so I'm finding that they are less likely to forgive, like, minor breaches, or they're looking for ways to just free up their units any way they can.
But some of the tactics owners use to do this are less legal than others. Some real estate companies have built their business models on buying buildings and finding savvy ways to evict. One way they do this is by exploiting the loopholes in the law that allow for no-fault evictions, like the Ellis Act. That's supposed to be for owners who want to sell their building and get out of the rental business. Another is the owner move-in rule, which is supposed to let owners or their family members move into the unit themselves. Colangelo says that one's on the rise.
The specific loophole to evict someone when they've been doing everything right, they've been paying the rent and abiding by the rules, they used to never see, and now we're seeing it 4 and 5 times a month in these different cities.
People and companies get away with exploiting eviction loopholes because rules that restrict landlords, they're like speed limits. There's nothing really stopping you but the fear of getting caught in court. So funding legal aid is like putting more cops on the highway to enforce the laws. There are ways to strengthen tenant protection laws at the state level that might stem the need for legal defense. But for the time being, the battles happen in the courthouse, eviction case by eviction case. In Hayward, I'm Liza Veal for Cross Currents.